Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. I am Maria, your Chorus Call operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Quest Holdings conference call to present and discuss the first half 2021 financial results. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Quest Holdings Management. Gentlemen, you may now proceed.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alexandros Roustas, and I'm the Investor Relations Officer of Quest Holdings. And I'm sitting here with our CEO, Mr. Apostolos Georgantzis, and our CFO, Mr. Markos Bitsakos. We are here to present you the financial results of the first half of 2021, provide insights for the remaining part of the year, and answer your questions. Now I will give the microphone to Mr. Markos Bitsakos for his opening remarks.
Good afternoon. I'm Markos Bitsakos, Quest Group CFO. So following an excellent first quarter, Quest Group continued almost at the same pace the increase in consolidated sales, ending up for the first half of the year with total sales of 447 million compared to 303 million in the corresponding period of last year. This is an increase of 47%. Out of these consolidated sales, the amount of 20.9 million refers to the discontinued operation of Cardlink, with the respective amount of last year being at 16.4 million. This means that 95% of total consolidated sales derives from the continued operations. The reason why Cardlink operations are named discontinued is due to the agreement reached at the end of last May, according to which Quest Holdings agreed to sell its stake in Cardlink to Worldline. The transaction is expected to finalize before the end of the year, subject to conditions among which several authorities' approval. Until Cardlink's transaction closing, its numbers will be consolidated to Quest Group results. Like in the first quarter, the driver for the large increase in sales to the greater extent was the volume business sector of the group, whereas the increase in EBITDA and EBT derives from all companies, with Unisystems and ACS being the main contributors, however, without any of the group subsidiary left behind. It is worth mentioning that all five business segments and all subsidiaries show remarkable sales growth. A special reference should be given to Apple ecosystem, which is iSquare and iStore, which almost double the sales year over year. All in all, the first half of the year, revenues reached 447 million, increased by 47% versus last year. As already mentioned, commercial activity business contributed by 81% in this revenue expansion. Consolidated EBITDA for the group grew by 44%, reaching 39 million vis-à-vis the 27 million of last year. 80% of the consolidated EBITDA derives from continued operations and 20% from the discontinued operations. EBT almost doubled to circa 30 million, with all business segments strongly supporting this growth, plus the inorganic capital gains of 2 million, mainly from the divestment of 25 participation stake in TECA. 85.5% of consolidated EBT originates from continued operations and 14.5% from the discontinued operations. Lastly, earnings after tax and non-controlling interest amount to 24.4 million, more than double versus 2020. Continued operations represent the 86% of the total amount. Now, going to the group net debt in June 2021 was circa 21 million euro compared to 8.9 million net cash in December 2020. This significant difference in net debt is the outcome of various elements, however, all of them reasonably expected. The most important of them are the increased payment to suppliers, that is always the pattern in the first half of each year, amounting in this case to approximately 18 million. the boost in commercial activity sales that consequently generates additional working capital needs, and the temporary increase in inventories, which blocked additional 23 million in warehouse goods. This unusual, as far as the timing inventory increase, is linked to the preparation of IQT for the climate period, which requires sufficient stock availability, the increased Xiaomi stock to tackle the continuous demand for mobility devices, and the increase by 16 million Apple product stock to meet the governmental program aiming to assist the Greek students for buying IT products such as tablets, laptops, and desktops. Now I will pass you over to Alexandros, who will give us the sector overview.
Thank you, Marco. Now, diving deeper into our segments, we observe that the commercial activity segment, the formerly named IT product segment, which consists of five main companies, InfoQuest, iSquare, iStorm, Quest Online, and recently ClimaQuest, continued to grow by 71% at the sales level, while EBT jumped by 5 million, which is a 2.5 times year-over-year growth. IT services sector, consisting mainly of Unisystems, also improved by near 22.1% in sales, while its EBT doubled, assisted by a lower increase in operational costs compared to sales, lower travel expenses, the reduction of financial costs, and more efficient operations in general. Postal services, which is ACS, grew by almost 16% in sales and near 32% in EBT, assisted by the growth of e-commerce, but also streamlining extraordinary expenses to restore its profit margins. However, Q2 sales growth of ACS is decelerated compared to the first quarter growth, following a generic deceleration observed in e-commerce after the opening of physical retail. The first half of 2021 profitability was positively affected by one-off reversal of past provisions, which for EBITDA and EBT are 0.76 million and for EAT by 1.2 million. Even without this, profitability grew better than sales. Electronic payments, which is CardLink, improved by almost 28% in sales and over 3.5 times in EBT. Main reason is that the company is not anymore burdened by the former earnout agreement with the customer banks. There's also a positive effect by the growing penetration of e-payments, opening of physical retail, restaurants, and of course the recovery of tourism. Last but not least, Quest Energy segment sales grew slightly by 3% in sales and by 6% in EBT. Now let me pass over to Apostolos Rangis to provide the outlook. Apostolos.
Thank you, Alexandros. Good afternoon from me too. I'm Apostolos Rangis, Quest Group CEO. Apparently, the overall COVID effect to our group so far was positive. In more detail, the outlook per sector is as follows. Regarding the commercial activities, the demand for IT products and e-commerce remains strong during the third quarter, but revenues grow at a lower pace after the opening of the physical stores. Our current estimation for the 12 months of 2021 is a high double-digit growth in sales and profitability, but probably at milder pace compared to the first half. Regarding the second sector, which is IT services, this segment is also continuing to be positively affected by the higher demand in IT services, having also in mind the high backlog of projects, which exceeds 300 million euros. We estimate for 2021 that this segment will grow at double-digit rate in both sales and EBT versus 2020, but again probably at a lower growth rates compared to those of the first half. Regarding the third sector, which is the postal services, our estimations for the whole year foresee a growth in sales driven by e-commerce, while the postal sector is in decline. Overall, we estimate the company for the whole year to grow in both sales and EBT, but at a lower pace again versus the first half, while post-lockdown e-commerce growth seems to be softer than the same period last year. The company continues its planned investments for the completion of its new sorting hub by the end of the year. This is estimated to be a flagship investment that would fuel future growth for the company. Regarding the fourth sector, which is the electronic payments and carling, the company follows the recovery of the economy and tourism. We foresee, again, a double-digit growth in sales and profitability for the whole year, also driven by the lack of 2020 one-off discounts to the banks and, as well, from the further growth of transactions. Finally, the last sector, which is renewable energy production, for 2021, our current estimation includes a mild growth driven by 2020 investments. Further growth may come from further investments in the future. Overall, for the whole year 2021, we continue to be optimistic and we estimate a positive course for all our segments and companies. On a consolidated level, we estimate a double-digit growth in sales, EBITDA and EBT versus 2020. Quest Group current cash position is also very solid and stands at around 170 million euros in cash and available credit lines, allowing us the continuation of planned growth investments. These investments, apart from the infrastructure in the courier services sector, also regard to expansion to the product sector of Klima Airco market through a possible acquisition of the company YEV, which is a distributor to Toyotomi. Following the extreme heat weather condition that we have experienced during this summer, it seems that this decision, our decision to enter the Klima sector, was very wise since it is becoming a very promising sector. Finally, we have already announced the agreement to buy out Intelli, for which we also are very optimistic since it operates in a very prominent sector, the sector of digital transformation. Finally, we pursued other new investments that could replace Carling's profitability for the next year, 2022. It should be noted that all these investments, and at least more than 80%, are related to growth investments. Therefore, they're going to be fueling Quest Holdings' future growth. Now, let me pass back to Alexandros.
Okay, that was a brief overview of the first half, as well as the outlook for the full year. We are now happy to take your questions.
The first question comes from the line of Zviriazi Natalia with Eurobank Equities. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon to all. Thank you for the very good overview. I was wondering if you could outline a bit your investment plans for the current year, which are more or less the ones you know. Like the hub, we're waiting for another 12 million in CapEx and what other we should be waiting till the end of the year. And maybe tell us a bit about the future acquisitions, you know, which sectors you prioritize. Apart from Klima, we're waiting for the ZV2 deal, and if we could elaborate a bit on that. Thank you.
Hi, this is Markos Bitsakos. Thank you for your question. I have to say that the overall capex for the first half of the year was quite low. I mean, we end up with almost 9 million euros, while we have previously announced that this year should be a year of high volume in investments. Now, I guess that an additional amount of at least 20 million euro is the minimum capex and new investment for the second half of the year, with a high probability to be even higher than that due to several reasons. We have in front of us the possible YEV acquisition. You all know about YEV. We already have a cooperation with this company selling the Toyotomi air conditioning. And for this acquisition, if this will be concluded during this year, we anticipate an investment of approximately 25 million euro. You already mentioned that we have in front of us an additional 12 million for the completion of ACS infrastructure. We are about to close an investment in photovoltaic parks for the energy business. This will be an additional 3 million, and we have an additional 3 million euros for further acquisition. So in total could be up to 6 million in this year. And we have also the additional usual maintenance running capex of 3 to 4 million. So for the entire year, capex will fluctuate between 40 and 65 million euro. This is quite a big gap, let's say, quite a big range, but it all depends on the maturity of on the progress, let's say, we're gonna have on new investment, and especially in acquiring other businesses apart from what we have now.
Okay, so I understand that the 40 to 65 is for other acquisitions, not the YEV acquisition, which we are expecting for 2024.
It's all together.
Okay, it's all together. And have we also the 4 million for the Intelli acquisition? Yes, this is already in the 9 million we have done in H1, correct?
No, it's not in the 8.5 million. The additional 3.8 million for Intelli, it will be reported on the second half of the year.
Okay, so this also is an H2. Okay, thank you for that. Could I also ask another question? I saw the IT products, for the IT products, well, it's very, very strong demand, as you said. I was wondering if you have any indications of shortages from semiconductors affecting the phone sales and all the sales, you know, that from the Apple and Xiaomi actually phones and gadgets, or we should be expecting something like this coming from there?
Yes, hello Natalia, this is Alexandros, thank you for the question. The reality is that there are some shortages in the market, but because of the fact that we have planned significantly or quite well our supply and to our procurement from the market and supply to our customers, this has not appeared in the market yet. Now, regarding the future, it's quite possible that there will be shortages, but for the time being, we can manage it.
Okay, that sounds okay. Thank you. For the Dimitriou deal, we don't have an indication on when this will finalize. I understand this is a pending court decision. Is this correct?
This is correct. This is precise, yes.
Well, thank you very much for your answers, and bye from me.
Thank you, Natalia.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are no further questions at this time. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Apostolos Georgatsis for any closing comments. Thank you.
Thank you. As a closing, I would like to thank you all for your participations and wish you all the best and all the health. Have a nice afternoon.